Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
What's going on, Bucks fans, and welcome back to the Cannon Fire Podcast on YouTube and iTunes, back for episode 6. It's going to be a good one. We're going to be talking to Bears as the Bucks open up at home. We're going to be talking about Hurricane Irma, some of the great things going on in Tampa Bay to help out with hurricane relief. And we're just going to talk a couple of other things really quick. I did want to bring up Evan. How are you doing today, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I am hanging in there the best I can. I wanted to ask how you were doing today and open up the show with a little bit of a fantasy roundup. Now, I know you drafted David Johnson, your first overall pick. And we did learn today and throughout the course of yesterday that DJ is out of action for, 2 to 3 months, was it?
It appears so.
Yeah. I mean, it could be worse. I do have some inspiring words from Mr. Matt Berry. You ever watch the fantasy show on ESPN?
No, not really. Just until you decided to DM me. But I had to sit through that.
I had to send it to you, but just some positive words from Mr. Matt Berry. Let me make sure the volume's all turned up here. We'll take a listen. Just anyone who drafted David Johnson, it's a message from us to you.
You're kind of screwed. Well, no, not kind of, mostly. You're mostly screwed. Actually, you're completely screwed, to be honest. According to our own Adam Schefter, David Johnson having surgery this week and expected to miss 2 to 3 months. So now David Johnson's dislocated wrist is probably going to locate your fantasy team at the bottom of the standing.
Yikes.
Nope.
Yikes. But he did wrap up and he said, for now. So, if somebody can come up and be a star anywhere else on that bench, I know you've got a couple of stars on that bench, a couple of sleeper guys. We talked about it on the draft, and we actually ended up giving away a few really good picks on the draft because we were talking about it and people were watching it, unfortunately. But anyways, if you guys are on fantasy and you drafted David Johnson, don't give up hope. I just wanted to start the show by saying that I went 0-1 this week. I lost in fantasy, so I gotta throw something out there to make me feel better about myself and my team. You know what I mean? And the worst part,
you'll probably lose the next week and the next week and the
next
week.
All right, listen, if we're going to talk like that, let's just put things in perspective here. I couldn't set my starters for one. The NFL app, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because of my phone. The NFL app on iPhone.
It's the app's fault.
It was the app's fault. I couldn't set my starters. I wasn't able to set my starters this week, so I wasn't able to rotate my bench the way that I wanted to. I was able to get DeSean Jackson out. But that's all I did because I was on the computer. I had done my starters on the computer, and then I jumped onto the app, and it said, oh, optimize your lineup. It'll project you, I think it was like 0.9 points farther up. And so I optimized my lineup, and it threw in all the bad people. Not even all the bad people. It threw in the Bucks defense who didn't even play this week, who had a bye. I don't know why it automatically threw them in. So I had no defense, but the worst part was I got beat by a guy who had two players on a bye, two players who didn't even play. I got whooped. I think he finished with like 90-some points.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. But in other current events, did you see the Gators game?
Gators, yeah, Tennessee. I didn't see it, but you know, I follow a lot of Gators fans, and I saw it. Let's just say that I didn't see it live, but I did see it, and it was pretty nice. I ain't gonna lie.
Pretty,
you know, the Gators
intense
still
finish.
In the offense. Still will never beat the.
Still never beat who? Huh? You had to stop there. Never beat who?
They'll never beat the Noles. But other than that, I'm not gonna get on that subject. I don't want to make you cry or anything, but you know, we can't have none of that on air. But you know, it was a nice play. I'll give it probably their nicest play in the past.
Nicest play of the
what?
Season. You know,
10
that's
years
that's
so?
What we got. That's what we got.
No,
on the
10
season.
Years or so. 11 years. What is it?
When did Tebow win the ring? Was it really was it really 10 years ago when Tebow won the national championship?
No, I think it was 2009, so 2 years it'll be 10 years.
Oh my god. Tim Tebow just turned 30, can you believe that?
Unreal.
But if you guys didn't catch it, we're not going to spend too much time on it because obviously we are here to talk about the Bucks. But if you guys did not catch it, it was tied 20-20, 6 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and the Florida Gators found a Hail Mary for 62 yards to get that touchdown and win the game against the Tennessee Volunteers, who I like very much. Tennessee has actually come out to be a kick-ass team these past 2 years. But a great finish to a great game by a great team. But let's talk about the Bucks. Mm. The Bucks play the Bears tomorrow, and we might as well get this out of the way because it's, you know, better late than never. We've talked about it before. I'll say it before. I have said it before. I'll say it again. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to smack the Bears tomorrow. It's going to be a two-possession game.
Mm.
And if we're talking final scores, which I guess we can do, we'll talk final scores, and then we'll do what you had talked about with the MVPs, offensive and defensive. If we're talking final score, I'm saying 20-34. 20-34 or 20-30 is going to be my final score. It's going to be a two-possession game. And
okay.
offensive MVP... DeSean Jackson should come out and have a very, very big day. I would like to see him come out and have a very big day. I think James can throw all over this Chicago Bears defense, just like he did last year. The secondary is nothing too special. The only thing we really got to focus on is stopping that ground game against the Bears, because the Bears came out week one and had a pretty impressive showing with the run game. Not even going to lie, they held Atlanta to what was it, one touchdown or 3 points was the final score of that game?
It was 23-17, so...
Yeah, it was not even a touchdown.
Game.
Not even yeah. a touchdown. So, if they can do that with the world champs, and we can beat Atlanta up any day of the week, but regardless, Atlanta is the defending NFC champ, so you gotta look at it that way. You can't take it very lightly, but it is going to be a two-possession game. DeSean Jackson should have a really big game tomorrow. And on defense, I'd really like to see the pass rush. I'd like to see the front four as the MVP for the day. Hopefully, Gerald McCoy can come out and just tear up Mike Glennon all day long, or whoever gets the start. It should be a really good day for the front four on the defensive line.
Mm. Well, you know, the sense I get from a lot of Bucks fans is that, you know, and it's nothing against you or whatever, or any Bucks fan, because they're all entitled to have their opinion, but a lot of Bucks fans don't think this game will be close, and I think it will be. I mean, this team...
Let me clarify really quick. I think it'll have its moments. I think we'll come out, and it'll be back and forth. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think we're going to run away with it early, but anyways, like, I kind of know what you mean, but go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's no problem. It's just a lot of fans seem to think that this is going to be, you know, I've been seeing, we post the prediction on the fan page, Bucks Football, every Friday. And if you've seen it, then you already know my prediction. But a lot of fans are saying, you know, 42-17 Bucks, 34-7 Bucks, you know, this and that, and 42-20 Bucks. And I just don't see it. You know, this team hasn't played. The starters haven't played. Really, all the starters haven't played since week two of the preseason. And a little fun fact, on Sunday, it'll be exactly 1 month since the second week of the preseason. So they haven't, like, DeSean Jackson hasn't had game action in a month. You know, Mike Evans hasn't had game action in a month. Yeah, you know, Quan Alexander, guys like that, haven't had game action in a whole month. So I think they will be a bit rusty. And maybe even, I've said this, maybe even the Bears have a 3-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. I could see a world where that happens. However, I do think that the Bucs are just the better football team, and I think eventually they'll win. I'm going to go close one, but I think the Bucs defense ends up. I think the Bears probably get one more chance with probably like 3 minutes to go or so, and then I think the Bucs defense finally gets a takeaway from Glenn and look for Vernon Hargraves. I think Vernon Hargraves to make that play.
More than one pick on the day, or just one, or where are you feeling on the interceptions?
We'll see. You know, because I'll just give you a little hint. I think he's going to be my defensive MVP. So I'll explain when I get to the defensive MVP. I'll explain the type of game I think he'll have and why he'll have it. My prediction is going to be 28-20 Bucks. I think that the Bucks are just the better team. You know, I think it's this close because it's week two for the Bears and week one for the Bucks. And that's going to be, unfortunately, until week 11. Yes, it'll start affecting the players week 11, but also, well, probably around starting like week six or so, because the teams can't have bye weeks until week four, I believe, is the earliest you have a bye week. So around week six or week seven, the Bucks record. But until then, the Bucs record is going to look very weird. A lot of the other people in the NFL will be 1-1, 0-2, and Bucs, it'll be 4-0. I think the Bucs are now, they're prepared, but they're rusty. They will be prepared. Maybe 10-7 lead. And now go blazing and football game.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna ask really quick. Sorry. You were talking about a little bit of rust coming in this game. You're not wrong. As you said, a lot of the starters haven't played games in about a month. Now, are you saying just a little bit of ring rust and it'll take maybe the first half for first quarter or even the first week you try to shake off, or something that lasts maybe a game and a half?
I think it's honestly the Bears for last year. I think this would be much more difficult. Let's do the Giants or the Vikings or the Panthers or the team of the Bears. So I think that definitely. A couple drives. The number of Google. Honestly, nothing more.
Yeah.
It could happen though. It's the Bucks could end up going 16. No, I don't believe so. It could happen. Certainly could. I just think that having Chicago as your opponent really helps. And you'll take, because what happens is when you're facing a bad opponent with your rust, that opponent doesn't really take advantage of it because they're not that great. So if the Bucks, going to halftime, down 3-0. I mean, or not down 3-0, but down 3 or down 6, whatever. Maybe it's like 16-10 at halftime. The Bucks are still in that game. And honestly, the Heat's going to be a factor. It's going to be a hot one. It really is.
Yeah.
Going to be around the 90s for that game. And the Bucks are wearing their white on pewters, and the Bears are wearing navy blue. So I would expect the Bucks early on to try and wear down the Bears. I think they're going to try to run the ball, but I also think they're going to try to pass the ball, and that is going to bring me into my offensive and defensive MVPs. I'm going to save my offensive one for last because I think that's a little bit of an odd one. Defensive MVP is Vernon Hargraves, as I said earlier. I think it's Vernon Hargraves because I mean, quite frankly, yes, Mike Glennon is, I guess you could say, efficient quarterback because he doesn't really throw many picks. But
he's
a
check down. He's a check down god. That's what he is. Yeah, he's Mr. Check down football.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I think, tackling. This could be where I'm just not saying it will. I'm saying it could. It could be where Dirk Cutter's plan of players not tackling each other, it could come to bite him right here. Because checkdowns, okay, allow the checkdown, make the tackle right away.
Yeah, stop him on the spot. Don't let him pick up 1, 2, 3 yards.
If you miss the tackle, they'll just check down all day on you, and they'll run screens, and it'll be a long and, you know, I would rather freaking then throw the ball downfield and get it than throw a check down and get a first down. I mean, to me, that's just so frustrating when they throw the ball, you know, not first down, not past the first down, and yet you miss a tackle and still get the first down. I think that's more frustrating than giving up a big play down the field.
Right. I feel you 100% on there.
I mean, it's going to be huge. But that's the running backs. I'm talking about Vern Hargreaves covering the wide receivers, and what wide receivers? There is no wide receivers on the Bears. They pretty much stink. I'm not going to lie. Kendall Wright's okay. I wanted Kendall Wright in the offseason, but not for anything more than a third, fourth, or maybe. He's okay. Marcus Wheaton, I believe, is the other one. He's okay as well, but, I mean, they're mediocre at best. I mean, and at best. So we'll see. They lost Cam Meredith, who was going to be their number one guy. They lost him in the preseason, and then they just lost their 2015 first round pick, Kevin White, who's basically a bust. I'm pretty sure you can call him that now. He's only played 5 career games, so he's a bust. So they lost him for the season. So now the Bucks, the load is easier, and I think that Vernon Hargreaves comes up. I honestly think he can get 2 picks this game. I think he could come up with a pick 6.
2 picks this game against Glennon.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking if Glennon all day is check down city, he's throwing these safe passes, he's throwing short, picking up, and nobody's making those tackles, I think it sets up a very, very hard situation for Hargreaves to come down and make a play on the football. But, you know, if he catches him on a slant, catches a receiver on a slant, is able to cross and come away with the pick, then it'll be easy pickings for him all day. But throwing the checkdowns, that does make it a lot harder for him.
Well, I'm thinking he throws the checkdown because the Bucks will be up.
Okay.
I mean he doesn't throw the checkdown. Let's say the Bucks are up 14-0. Running the ball is out the window, and Glennon has to start forcing some balls down the field. He has to.
Right.
Or else that game could get out to what they were doing, because clearly it wasn't working. So, I mean, and that's a big thing that we talked about even before the Hurricane Irma postponed it, was with Miami. I said that if the Bucks get out 14-0, 17-0, this game's over, because Miami can't run the ball now, because that takes away their biggest threat, Jay Ajayi. They can't run the ball. You're down 17-0. I mean, you cannot – obviously, you don't have to pass every play, but you can't run the ball as much as you'd like to. And you also can't throw screens and stuff like that and small stuff. That's why, I think it's important for the Bucks to get a lead. Do I think they will? I don't. I think that the Bucks will start off very sloppy, very slow, but eventually they'll get a lead and maintain it. And I think that's probably where the Bucks have they have a 17-7 lead. They have 14 lead over the Bears. And it's in the third quarter, and forces the ball up, and picks it off, takes it out, 27. And then that's enough. And the score 8-7. And scare them a little bit. Because let's say the ball is starting to come back now. But maybe like 3.5 minutes left, so I can burn pick two, but that's pretty much end. But I'd be like, drag this second down way too long. I'm going to be my all-time and what do you expect?
Okay. What are you going to ask me?
What numbers are you trying to actually
learn? John Jackson is right now.
Who were last?
The, man himself, Mr. A. Hump. Do you think?
He's my offensive MVP.
Why?
And I'll tell you why.
Because I'd like to come out and say, enough to be your offensive MVP. So the weapons now, I mean, I don't know. Tell me what you think.
That's one of the reasons I think he'll do good. I think the weapons open it up for him. I think that, the very weakest link on their defense is secondary. I think that the Bears are going to have their hands with guys like Cameron Brayton. They're going to be so focused on stopping Mike and Deshaun Jackson that they're going to essentially forget about Humphreys. I think Humphreys ends up getting close to 100 yards, and I think he catches a touchdown pass.
Okay, I see exactly where you're coming from. That's not a bad idea at all, actually. I was thinking the same thing. You talked about having those more weapons, opening it up for him. He can go out there. He can run around and make a play. He has proven ability to be in the right place at the right time, and that's exactly what we need from a guy like Adam Humphreys. So, not a bad look at all for Hump. I can see exactly where you're coming from. Okay. All right. I'm behind it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Just, I think that Humphreys is going to have a big year this year. I mean, everybody was concerned, the weapons Humphreys will be pushed down. He's holding his own in training camp. I mean, he's still performing well. It's not like he just stopped performing. I don't know where it's just because they got Chris Godwin and Deshaun Jackson and O.J. Howard that Adam Humphreys would suddenly lose his spot. Oh, no, that's not happening. The Bucs really like Humphreys. I think Humphreys is going to make a difference on Sunday, which is tomorrow, but not sure when you listen to this. If you're listening to this and you're listening to this on Monday morning and Adam Humphreys, has a great game, please feel free to compliment me. I would take it.
I'll make sure I give you some credit. Really quick, guys, we just wrapped up what we think is going to be happening against the Chicago Bears on Sunday, Week 2. Let's talk about really quick, just a little plug. We never brought it up before. It's something relatively new regarding the show. We are on Instagram now. Something newer, something kind of last minute, something I was laying in bed at 2:30 in the morning, and I was like, okay, let's reach out even more. We took the idea of getting on as many platforms as we can, and it's done absolutely no harm to us. It's helped the show out a lot. We've done really good numbers on iTunes. We just hit 50 subscribers on YouTube, so thank you guys very much for that. And I do know, last I checked, we were at about 400 downloads on iTunes, which is absolutely incredible. But we are on Instagram now, at Cannon Fire Podcast, if you would like to go follow us. And if you follow us and mention that you were a listener on YouTube or iTunes, just shoot us a quick DM, comment on a photo, say, hey, I followed you and I listened before. We will make sure to shout you out on the story and give you your 24 hours of glory on the Cannon Fire Podcast Instagram. Right now, we only have about 50 followers, so you're not going to get that much exposure, but the more exposure, the better. Well, we're looking for any friends we can get right now on Instagram, so make sure you go follow at Cannon Fire Podcast. Same as it is anywhere else. Also follow us on Twitter at CannonFirePod. And you can follow Evan on Instagram at BucksFootball, the number one Buccaneers fan page on Instagram for a very, very long time running. And Evan, aren't you close to 17K now, or are you still at 16?
No, I've just hit 16. Yep, we just hit 16. And we got a lot of things coming up for the page this season, so hope you guys all enjoy it, and stay tuned.
Stay tuned for sure. And it is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode today just because we were running a little late. I hate to say that, but honestly, Hurricane Irma, setting up for that, preparing for that, packing everything away, and getting it all taken care of, that kind of set us back a little bit, as we said in the announcement video before. But we are back on track, and every Thursday night we will be recording an episode and looking to release it on iTunes and YouTube on Fridays. But we did want to close out the show really quick. I wanted to bring up tomorrow for the game, or whenever you're listening to this, for the Chicago game, be on the lookout for a new vlog on the channel. It'll be a vlog-type video. Myself and my significant other, we are attending the game tomorrow, and we will also be attending the Hall of Fame tailgate in the morning, and I will drop a little bit of info on that if you guys are going as well. The tailgate information, what the buck really matters, we'll be collecting Walmart gift cards for hurricane relief and treasure box donations, benefits One Voice and the Paul's Project, all brought to you by Steps Towing Service in Florida. The parking lot will open up at 9 a.m. Parking in the lot is open, but it's $20. And it is 3316 West Ohio Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33607, right there by the stadium. Just remember your tickets that you can get on Buccaneers.com. Remember your cash for parking donations, etc. Remember a clear plastic bag that you can bring into the game. And sunscreen, because it's going to be a hot one. The forecast says 88, mostly sunny, but we all know that heat index is probably going to reach up to 94, 95, even 96 if you are not in the shade of Damon James. It's going to be either unlimited food, grilled chicken, burgers, hot dogs, brought to you by Steakhouse EB. At 11 a.m., we're going to open a game of shit plate, which I assume is beer pong. 2 years from now, 11:25, we're going to take a photo. 11:15, the rapper perform his Bucks anthem that he wrote for the year. If you guys aren't familiar, Frank writes two Bucks anthems every single year. And, I mean, the guy really works hard. So he will be performing at 11:15, and last call and break at 11:38. What the Buck, the State Carriers and Alcoholics all of Florida will feed Raymond James. Be on the lookout for that on the YouTube channel. It'll be a great time. Great videos, great interviews. We talk to everybody we can. It's going to be a good time if you guys are going to be out there tomorrow. Make sure you say hello, and it'll be a good time. No bucks. That's just about going to do it, guys. Really, anything else we can touch on? I do know that came to be very early week. There are still, believe it or not, a lot of people without power around the Tampa Bay area. And going back to the tailgate, another thing that we're going to be brought up. Tailgate, the fund will be collected directly to Hurricane Relief. And then that will, it will go to the charity of the month, which was the Paul Project, as well as the other one that was Buck had going on. We're going to donate. It's not necessary, but appreciated, especially if you're going to stick around and eat some burgers and hot dogs. I know they can throw it down on the grill. So let's make sure we have a good time and benefit out here. But then, before we shut things down, man, any last words for me today?
No, not really. Football game, no pun intended, of this season.
It was just a plug. He actually just wanted to plug in a little plug. I'm
just saying, I care about talking about the game. You know, just have fun. You know, guys, be loud. That's the biggest thing. You need, you know, Bucks need to create that home field advantage, and you know, the only real way, there's two ways to do it, and I mean the first way and the most important way is they need to win at home, which the Bucks have actually won four straight home games, so hopefully to make that five. And the second thing is the fans need to be loud. You know, it's simple. Fans need to show up, need to be loud, need to be passionate. You know. You know, don't be douche to anybody, but.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, it's all about
the Bears fan. Then it's okay.
All about the mutual respect, unless you're from Chicago. But even then, we'll be all right to you.
Yeah,
we'll put up with you.
Yeah, I went to the Week 10 Bears game versus the Bucks last year, and there's a couple fans that were a little obnoxious, but there's two ladies sitting right in front of us, and I mean, they absolutely hated Jay Cutler. I mean, hated him. Oh my god. You should have heard some of the stuff that that they were yelling. I remember Jay Cutler didn't throw. That was the problem. They were in the red zone, and Jay Cutler held the ball, and that's when Noah Spence had that strip sack.
Oh yeah.
And the Bucks got the ball, and it was a huge momentum shifter, and they just went off. Those two were pretty funny. They didn't complain to us or whatever, but they were laughing and joking with us. So there's a lot of good fans out there, but there's some that are obnoxious, you know, and that happens. But just try to be as courteous as you can. Yeah, like I said, just be loud. That's the number one thing. You know, to create the home field advantage is just going to help the Bucks. It's, you know, it really is. It's just another way to help the Bucks. I'm going to say, you know, Justin Pawlowski, who you'll probably see there tomorrow, Rhett.
Oh, for sure.
At the What the Buck tailgate. He will, you know, I mean, he has said, and I agree with it, and that's why I'm going to say it here, the fans deserve this. The fans deserve to play for the Bucks to play like this, and the Bucks deserve the fans' support because of how many years that they've, you know, guys like Gerald McCoy, Levante David, how many years they've sat through misery and been embarrassed and, you know, been ashamed to be, to say they're Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And it definitely helps when we have the fans' support no matter what. So that's an important thing. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say. Also, a quick announcement, be thinking about, all depends on what time, you know, Rhett gets home or whatever, but doing something to where, like, a live stream after the game tomorrow. I have no clue what time, but it'll be a live stream. That's all I know. And it'll just be, you know, doing some highlights from the game, thoughts on it, and pretty much it. So we're going to come at you guys every Sunday after the Bucks game with that. And then on Thursday, we're going to do our Vikings preview and predictions for that game. So, some fun stuff coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Remember, guys, if you are going to be at the game tomorrow, have fun, like Evan said. Remember to be respectful. Everyone's there to watch a game of football. You don't want to make it not fun for the people who have never been to an NFL game. Should be a lot of fun. And that's just about going to do it for us here on the Cannon Fire Podcast. Episode 6 is in the books. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am Redicus signing out for Evan. And remember, Atlanta led by 25. Have a good rest of your week, and go Bucks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.